Welcome to Stockhouse.com's Fireside Chat, where you get the lowdown on the sectors, the companies, and the trends shaping your investment dollar.
I'm sitting here with Robert Montgomery, who is behind the CIX, or the Canadian Innovation Exchange, and we want to get to know just what is the CIX and the reasons behind it. Can you explain it to us, give us a little history?
The Canadian Innovation Exchange was started back in 2007. There was a need in the market to bring together the whole innovation ecosystem and to not only focus on the Canadian ecosystem, but to gather the group together to showcase all the great innovation that was going on in Canada for Canadians themselves and for the world. So we decided to hold a little competition to find the hottest 20 most innovative companies in Canada and then invite the CEOs of those companies together to tell us all why they were so innovative and build a day around it and make that day a real focal point for the technology industry to be able to gather and to meet each other and to do deals. It has subsequently grown since then to sell out every year at 700 odd people in the room that it is destined for on a fairly focused basis in terms of the participation, being venture capital firms, angel investors, lenders, service providers, larger strategics in the space, but centered around the entrepreneurs and the emerging technology-based innovative companies. And it's now the must-attend event for that market, and millions of dollars in transactions are achieved either directly at or via the connections made from the Canadian Innovation Exchange. And moreover, the innovative companies who are there are able to use that platform to advance their cause. We're able to generate global interest in Canadian technology companies, and there's a real win-win for all concerned.
Now, this year is like a relatively transformative one for the CIX. You guys are now adding a public markets day, which Stockhouse.com is proud to be a title sponsor of. What is the reason for this particular addition to the CIX format?
So we noticed, the CIX, we've noticed in the main that it's catering to smaller private companies. Having said that, there is all kinds of great things going on in innovation terms with public names as well. And we felt that there wasn't a proper showcase in this country to bring together not only the buy side and the companies, but really the whole ecosystem that surrounds public names that are making their way forward in the innovation ecosystem. And therefore, we planned a day to bring those parties together. We are going to be curating through a really qualified group of people who follow the space some amazing companies that we think people should be aware of. And we're going to be having a number of inspiring sessions and discussions that we hope will advance awareness about some of these companies and the space generally, and be able to provide a catalyst for people to learn and understand about innovative companies in Canada and how they can access them.
So this is a great opportunity then for another part of the sector to join in with the CIX event at this point, correct?
Absolutely. So there's always been obviously a great deal of interest from the public side into the CIX that we founded in 2007, simply because, clearly private companies are a great source of, or the only source of, fodder for ultimately public companies. But we felt there was a number of companies that were evolved and developed who needed to have the spotlight shone on them and was good for their business, and it was good for the innovation ecosystem here in Canada to be able to do that. and therefore we based on the request of a number of parties who said, hey, we really should have something in this oil and gas and mining focused resource economy to have the technology side put its hand up and say, hey, what about me? Especially given what's going on in the public markets right now and the balance that we, you know, are seeking to achieve in our economy between the two, it's a fine time to let the tech side have its moment.
Further to that particular comment, back in 2012, tech was only making up about 1.6% of Canada's benchmark stock index. But then again, here we go at the end of 2014, you've got Amaya Gaming coming out as the best performing stock on the S&P and TSX. After, of course, their $4.9 billion acquisition of PokerStars, how would you then describe right now the Canadian tech space in terms of vibrancy when it comes to the micro, the small, and the mid, and the large cap ventures? And where would you put the sector as a whole on the world stage?
Well, you know, clearly it's underdeveloped in somewhere like Canada vis-a-vis the United States. And we're right on the, you know, we're right on the edge of that market, clearly, and we see and emulate what's going on there. And, you know, the other side of that is with the fortunes of some of the resource-based companies turning south, the buy side here really needs to figure out where they're going to go for growth and how they're going to achieve the growth they need to make their numbers work. There's a whole chain of events that need to take place in order to grow people's interests, and technology is a key part of that chain. And we feel that this is a great opportunity to shine the spotlight and create more knowledge and understanding about some of these companies and the space generally and the opportunity that exists in order to help the buy side understand and make good judgments about the companies here in Canada. And certainly the comparables from other markets will be important to contrast. And at the event itself, we are going to be looking at what's going on in Britain and what's going on in Europe, and of course what's going on in the United States, and try and compare and contrast how our tech sector is faring as public names in order to understand not only where we fit in the world today, but where we're going to.
So now, further to that, the government at this point, and I talked to a fair amount of CEOs of startups within this sector, has always been touted as being very supportive of the sector, but then they quickly line that up with the fact that it's also an incredibly hard go above the 49th parallel. Besides the lack of awareness, I guess you could say, to a certain extent, what are some of the other biggest challenges that are facing tech startups in Canada, as well as challenges facing the financiers who are behind that sector?
Well, there's a panoply of things that they face here and everywhere. I mean, at the end of the day, this is something that I learned from Stockhouse directly and regularly. We have a good and vibrant capital markets here, and we're sitting in a position to be able to support and get returns for investors through the performance of the companies that they support. A pretty vibrant group of companies that are performing in the world. And a key thing there is the world. There is almost no listed Canadian tech company that doesn't depend on selling its wares around the world for its success. This is not a local business. It is a global business. In parallel to the resource industries, which are also selling their wares all over the world. So there are a lot of parallels there. And Canada is a world leader as a capital market for the resource sector. And it makes a lot of sense, and there's a lot of parallels. And frankly, technology is changing the resource sector as well on a very active and rapid basis. And so it stands to reason that we should have the ability to support public names at home via primarily Canadian investors to participate in that growth. because there are some amazing Canadian companies that are killing it all over the world. And the ability for Canadian investors to have first access to those opportunities is important to frame. And that's, you know, what this event does, and that's our view that is prevailing.
Now, speaking of performance, what would you consider at the moment to be some of the hottest segments in the tech space, especially in Canada? And who do you think are some of those emerging success stories that the investment community should be aware of?
Well, I'm not going to mention names of individual companies at the moment, because I don't think it's my place to focus on some but not others. But I would say that there are some great software as a service companies that are really exploding and developing in the enterprise space. There are some incredibly vibrant supply chain companies. FinTech is starting to become a really successful area in Canada. There are a number of successful consumer or consumer-related logistical plays that are making people really stand up and take notice. And as we've noticed in the sort of social media, digital media content space, there's certainly some fantastic businesses, some of which are currently public. But if you look at the sort of hyperdrive around some of the private companies that could well be coming to market in the next 12 months, they fit into some of those spaces as well. So Canada is really distinguishing itself, you know, in that regard. And you know, some of those companies indeed may not become public names in Canada. They may pursue that elsewhere. But at the very least, you know, there's a good bulwark of interesting names north of the 49th.
Now, the CIX is an amazing event. It's taking place November 17th and 18th of this year at the Mars Discovery District in Toronto. Is that correct?
That's right. And there's a third wheel to it, which is CIX Cleantech. And so the division of all of it is as follows. The Canadian Innovation Exchange, which is the event that's been around since 2007, covers ICT and digital media specifically. We have an event that's specifically focused on the clean tech space and all of the very, very interesting companies that are existing and emergent from that world. And then we have the event that we've just been discussing, which is regarding the public names. And it creates a critical mass around innovation. And sure, the divisions can be around area of operation or whether they're public or private, but the key message is we are celebrating Canadian innovation. We're bringing a critical mass of people and enterprises together. It'll be a great place for deal making, for inspiration and exposure.
Now, if anybody wants to get involved, get down to see the CIX if they're in the Toronto area, they can just register through your website, is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. There's links to our website in a lot of places, including on Stockhouse, who we're proud to have as a partner. And there's ample ability to get there. The events do sell out, so I would encourage people to sign up early.
And if anyone wants any news, they are unable to actually make the trip to Toronto, they can also log on to your website and find sort of the latest and greatest of the occurring at the conference?
Correct. There'll be regular reports in places like Stockhouse on the event.
Absolutely. Now, if somebody feels that they want to put forward a company that they think is worthy of the top 20 at the CIX, they can also make those submissions on your website?
Absolutely. Go to the Canadian Innovation Exchange website, and the in for CIX Cleantech and the Canadian Innovation Exchange, the opportunity to profile your company to be selected as one of the top 20 is there. It's important to note that the top 20 alumni are a who's who of the most successful tech companies this country's ever produced. If you go and look at that list, you'll be astounded. In terms of the CIX public event, we will be curating a list of companies that we think through our curation process are companies that the market should be aware of. and those will be the ones presenting at the CIX Public Markets event.
Is there anything else you think the public should know in regards to CIX and the companies being involved in it this year?
Come out and celebrate Canadian innovation and do some deals.
Well, thank you very much, Robert. I really appreciate you spending time with me.
Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
That was Robert Montgomery, CEO of Achilles Media, behind the Canadian Innovation Exchange.